Here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, the National Corn Growers Association officers team is here. We got the president and the first vice president, Pam Johnson and Martin Barbary. Martin, you're from here in Illinois, right?
Illinois.
And Pam is from Iowa. So first of all, Pam, I want you to start first and just let's give an overview of the crop first. How does the crop look in Iowa?
Well, it's coming along. That's about as good as I can say. You know, it's we had a really wet spring, short planting window. Guys worked really hard to get that crop in, and now we've turned dry and hot, and this week is going to do a number on it. But I think overall, if we can get some favorable weather going forward, some more heat units and a long growing season, we'll be good.
And Martin, how does the crop look in Illinois?
Actually, in southern Illinois, it looks great. We've had rain just pretty much all summer. We were somewhat challenged, as Pam was in Iowa, but we got a crop planted other than maybe some of our lower bottom ground. There were some areas that didn't get planted. But overall, we got most of the crop planted. Had a little bit of flooding around the 4th of July. Lost a few acres, not a major amount. But I tell you what, that rain that came with that has turned the rest of our crop into something unreal. We've got a corn crop that's better than we've ever seen.
Wow, that's awesome news. Well, Pam, one of the things we're still waiting for is a farm bill. And what is NCGA doing to try and light a fire under the house to try and make sure that we get a farm bill at the conference and get something at least by the end of this year?
Well, we're waiting, but we're not waiting very patiently anymore. And we've asked all of our members, 40,000 now, to make sure over the August recess that they contacted their congressman and tell their story, tell why the farm bill is so important to them, so that when they get back and have got 9 days in September, they can start moving and get something done and get a five-year comprehensive farm bill passed this year.
This year. A year late, but whatever. Who's counting? And Martin, Pam mentioned the 40,000 member mark. Talk a little bit about that. I understand you're kind of proud of that.
Yeah, pretty proud of that. That's been quite an accomplishment. You know, our association has shown membership growth every year for the past 15 years, average of almost 2% a year, which is tops among the commodity associations. That's really important to us. It makes us feel like we're really doing our job, really, you know, promoting the policies that the members create and making it happen. And that's kind of what we're trying to do here on the Farm Bill, is promote the policy that our members created.
Well, now, what other issues right now, Pam, are of importance for the corn growers?
Well, of course, the renewable fuel standard and standing strong on that. And, you know, I gave testimony about a month ago to tell how important that is to farmers, rural communities, but not only that, to make sure that the average consumer has choice at the pump. Talked about how renewable fuels allows us to pay less, to have a renewable, green, clean burning fuel in our cars. E85 sometimes $1.40 less than a gallon of gas. And now that E15 has been approved for 2001 cars or newer, we want to make sure that consumers have access to that fuel at the pump, make it easy and accessible for them to be able to make a choice.
Well, another thing that you testified about just recently was a trade issue, TTIP. We talked about, you know, we've got a brand new trade negotiation going with Europe. But tell us what that could mean for corn growers.
Oh, we're really excited about the new trade agreements. We know what the past trade agreements have meant for corn growers. And actually, just bottom line, we look at 9 billion people by 2050. We look at what they are going to need for food and feed and fuel. And we want to make sure that the American farmer, the American corn grower, can participate in that marketplace.
Well, and because a big part of that is biotechnology. And we're, you know, we're fighting the good fight to try and get the information out there, right? Tell me, Martin, what are some of the things that corn growers are doing to really get correct information out there regarding biotechnology?
You know, we're doing our media campaigns trying to get out. You know, we spend a lot of time working with regulators, working with congressmen. I mean, that's where it happens. Obviously, we have to fight the antis, and that can turn into just a mud-slinging fight that we try to avoid that. It doesn't get us anywhere. We just try to do it behind the scenes. And as Pam said, this is another issue that our growers need to stand up and say, hey, this is why this is important to me. This is why I can grow more corn than I could years ago. This is why I don't have to spend all summer hoeing beans. I can keep track of my crop better. I can do but more things. I can have a family life as well. I mean, that's kind of part of it. The things that we do are focused toward keeping the regulations moving forward, keeping approvals moving forward.
Well, another thing that we've been hearing a lot about today, both from a couple of Illinois congressmen who are here and from the president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, we're talking about WERDA. And the need to get that through the House, get the funding for it. Tell us about that.
WERDA is highly important. We need to get a new WERDA bill authorized, passed, get these locks and dams authorized and get them funded. Within that WERDA bill is a provision to raise the barge fuel tax. It's called a tax, but it's technically a user's fee. Some of our newer congressmen, a little more on the conservative side, seem to think that they can't vote for a tax. This is a user fee that needs to be included in the WERDA bill, and it's approved by all the waterway users. We're willing to pay for that, including the commodity groups that understand it. So, you know, let's get this thing passed, and then we can get this funded and get these things done. One of these days, there's not going to be any salt going to Chicago in the middle of the winter because the lock and dams broke down, and then they'll realize what the corn growers have been fighting all the time.
All right, Pam, anything else you want to add?
The only other things that we've been talking about is we do a lot of work on regulations, trying to make them workable for farmers. That's one of our other big issues.
And Pam?
Well, I think one thing that's really important to us now is as we cover all the issues that we've just talked about this afternoon, it's important that we communicate those issues and why they're important to the normal American. So we've invested both time and resources into many programs because the consumer wants to know, especially now when they're further away from the farm, who a farmer is, what we do, and why we do what we do. So we think it's very important to be able to tell our story in a conversation that they can understand so that we can dialogue and make sure that we have access to technology, much like they have access to technology in many other sectors. So, you know, once again, we're getting our 40,000 members involved to get engaged in having those conversations.
Well, let me ask you about something else real quick that I just thought of, because we're heading down to Argentina next week, and I know we've got a couple of corn grower folks that are coming along for the trip with the International Federation of Agrojournalists. Now, we just had explain to me the maize. It's called maizol. Right, maizol. Tell us about that.
Maizol is, I'm very excited. It's a new program. It actually got its birth when the NCGA and U.S. Grains Council officers made a trade mission to Argentina and Brazil. And what we found out there is that corn growers there have a lot of the same issues and challenges that we do here. So we got back and said, you know, we're not going to throw our books down in the corner. We're going to start doing something about this. So we want to make sure that farmers, well, first of all, it's an alliance. It's a maize alliance between the corn growers in North America, corn growers in Argentina, and the corn growers in Brazil. We've got three goals. We want to tell the story of modern agriculture. We say if you're a farmer in these three countries, if you use the technology, if you use biotech and it's important to you, then you must be a voice for the technology. And also we want to work on biotech approvals, not only in our own countries, but as we export 75% of the world's corn, we want to make sure that the people who are importing understand how important it is for food security, that biotechnology has to be a piece of that. We are not going to take care of the needs of 9 billion people without the use of biotechnology. So I'm very excited about us getting together, having a focused goals so that we can work together to achieve some of these things that need to happen for all corn growers.
I'm glad I thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. Anything else you want to add, Martin, or are we good? All right. Well, thank you both here, and thank you, Martin, for having us here in the great state of Illinois for the Farm Progress Tour.
Yeah.
Here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.